News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is seeking to provide some $1 billion in loan financing to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSME, as part of plans to strengthen the sector. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the MSME sector is important to economic development and must therefore be carefully nurtured and supported.
We are now restructuring aspects of the MSME funding framework as part of efforts to meet the needs of entrepreneurs. And these include reforming and repositioning our three critical agencies that are engaged in lending and financial advisory services for the MSME sector, namely MIDA, JBDC, and the Self-Start Fund.
Meanwhile, the Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister says the government is working towards the launch of a national network of small business development centres, SBDCs. This to enhance its capacity to provide small business development and advisory services to entrepreneurs and small business operators. Mr. Hilton says the ministry will lead the initiative, noting that the move is especially important to ensure that business startups and existing enterprises have a chance to be successful. The program will start with the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, the JBDC, which is expected to gain Small Business Development Center status by the end of September.
With the JBDC's assistance, MSMEs will be in a stronger position to tap into export market opportunities, to better manage their client portfolios, and to leverage the research capabilities of the Small Business Network of the Americas.
Minister Hilton was addressing the launch of the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor GEM 2013 Jamaica report and inaugural international conference at the University of Technology, UTEC, recently. Minister with responsibility for sport, Natalie Nita Headley, says it will cost approximately $270 million to upgrade the national stadium. She says the work will be done in five phases.
The scope of work for these phases involve the construction of concession stands, additional restrooms, and the installation of skyboxes in the south and north bleachers.
Phase 1 is underway and we'll see work being carried out on the bleachers area of the facility. 14 street lamps have also been retrofitted with LED bulbs to improve the energy efficiency of Independence Park Limited, manager of the National Stadium. Minister Nita Headley adds that new filters for the stadium swimming pool were replaced and commissioned in February, thanks to a $31 million contribution from the Sports Development Foundation. In the meantime, plans are being put in place to improve the Trelawney Multipurpose Stadium. The sports minister says just over $8 million was recently spent on the refurbishment of the outfields, the players' area, and the installation of four new pitches.
Several other works were completed, including the installation of a scoreboard, retiling of the ground floor, replacement and addition of some furniture and equipment such as the massage tables, thanks to the generosity of the Tourism Enhancement Fund and the Sports Development Foundation.
Minister Nita Headley was making her contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. And Junior Local Government and Community Development Minister Colin Fagan says the government remains committed to creating a university town in the General Ligonie-Papine area. Mr. Fagan says significant work has been advanced by stakeholders, including the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, Members of Parliament, Papine Development Area Committee, residents, the University of Technology and the University of the West Indies.
While the process is by nature lengthy, we are committed to moving it along. We have facilitated recent meetings with the KCC, UTEC, PDAC, and we will meet with other partners at UWI and other stakeholders to conclude their prospective roles and position on this initiative.
Mr. Fagan says the next step to be spearheaded by the KSAC will seek to conclude the Memorandum of Understanding, Management Structure, Master Plan, and the corresponding budget. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.